from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Every time it looks like a solution is on the horizon, whether that be a long-term extension in San Francisco or a trade to Cleveland, New England, or Pittsburgh, it doesn't materialize. And the situation just continues to drag on there in San Francisco. It's the type of thing that could be resolved very quickly, like later today, or it could drag on to the start of the season. And even the 49ers are having a hard time figuring out exactly when, if, and how this is going to come to an end.
I'll make a prediction. Adam Schefter on Brandon Ayuk next week. He signs next week. He's probably ready to sign.
That's probably right. I wonder how like the story has shifted from there's a deal in place to go to Pittsburgh to they're really not that far apart. And like, I wonder what that means exactly. Like, how far apart are we, right? It's probably on the guaranteed money more than anything else. That's the thing that matters the most in these sorts of things, as opposed to like the big boxcar numbers on the contract, you know, averaged out over 4 years or whatever. But I wonder how much is it worth fighting the fight? You know, like, is it $500,000? Is it $5 million? Like, how substantial is the gap that is keeping him from getting in there now? Or, I don't know, maybe he's perfectly comfortable just taking whatever he gets and just doesn't want to practice now, too. Like, that's
what I was coming from.
This goes there. This long. Like, you could get to that. You know, like, worst case scenario, I sign that. But I'll just wait a little while.
Take a few more days.
Right, just take a few more days. I'm fine. Everything's gonna be fine.
It's just, you know, I'm gullible, so I've got video of Ayuk on the practice field high fiving the coach and the GM. I listened to Lynch, the GM, talk about the situation yesterday, and it did not sound the least bit panicked. Just you know, these things take time, that kind of thing. I just think, for as much time that has gone by, if San Francisco felt there was no way to get a deal done with him, you know, kind of like, it's not the same situation at all, but the Bills and Diggs, they got to a point where they're like, we have to do this. It's gonna hurt, but we have to do this. And not everybody sort of makes sense of it. You're a team, the Super Bowl window stuff, all that. San Francisco is at least as much in a Super Bowl window as the Bills are. They've literally been to the Super Bowl twice here, and nobody thinks they should trade Ayuk for the short term, but they haven't. And I just think if they felt that they could not sign him, you wouldn't want the distraction. You would just have to be, if they felt they couldn't do it, they would just probably have to be like, this is going to be hard. Nobody's going to get it, you know, to a point. There's other big contracts on the team. That's why it would happen, and it's just not going to work. So you come to that realization at the draft, or even if it has to take into August, then it does. But you would have known that a long time ago.
Yeah.
If you thought you couldn't sign him.
And it does – I don't have to be right about this, but doesn't it feel like – the time to capitalize, the time to make the deal and help your team now was, of course, back in, you know, mid-March, late March, April, whatever, the draft. And once that passed, I feel like, I don't know, whatever the return was going to be, I feel like it gets it decreases. Like, how well the 49ers could expect to do in the trade decreases, because if you're the team on the other side, like, of course you still value the player you're trying to acquire, but as they're running out of runway, as they're getting closer to their season, if they're still talking to you about wanting to move the player, don't you sort of feel like, all right, you maybe you didn't have a gun to your head in June, but you seem like you do now. So I don't know. A first becomes a second becomes a third, and I don't know. George Pickens becomes Calvin Austin or something. You know what I mean? Like, you just, I'm not. I don't feel I need to meet your demands because you are stuck now. You're still talking to me, so you're stuck. And now you want to do the best you can. And again, the time to do that was probably in the spring. So I think that increases the likelihood of nothing happening too, because I would guess that the return has decreased as the months have gone by here, but I don't know that.
How have you been drafting him?
Well, let's see. It's so hard to keep them all straight. Let me think. Let's see. Paul's draft, it was just announced, it's going to be on September 3rd, so I haven't had that one yet.
Oh, the one with us.
I did one with you, and what's the guy's name? Adam Krautwurst.
That guy.
Boy, I adore
him. I'm going to be late.
I just love that man. I don't remember his name ever coming up once during that draft.
I don't either. but it's a blur. It's kind of a blur. We did not draft Brandon Ayuk in that draft. I'm looking at it.
I was going to say, I have that grid somewhere because you sent it to me. I guess I could try to find him on here and see where he went in that draft.
I'm looking at it right now. Okay. One of the most fun things of drafting all the time is when you stop and look at previous ones, especially like really early ones, and look how wild it is. Or, like in our case, we did this on, I don't know, like 3 weeks ago or something.
That
maybe.
Sounds right.
And, you know, there have been injuries. I wonder if we have anybody that has, you know, you basically are just trying to avoid landmines in training camp. Sometimes you get, somebody else gets hurt on the team, and then your 16th round pick, it looks really good. That hasn't happened too many times here, though. We didn't draft the Vikings quarterbacks.
Right. He went with the 9th pick of the 5th round, if I'm reading the grid right. Just a few picks.
6th pick of the 5th round.
Oh, 6th. I'm sorry.
506. Ayuk?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I saw different. I got different numbers in different places, and I'm not sure what they all mean. I didn't know if that was the team. Okay. I got you.
The 9 is the bye week.
Okay. All right. Thank you. You know, same as Samuel, who went. Is that? Did he go earlier or
yes,
later?
It was earlier.
Okay.
What's happened in drafts over the course of the year is usually not by much, but for much of the spring, nobody taking IU or even thinking about whether there'd be a holdout. Nobody taking that really seriously. He was going ahead of Samuel, like second round, both guys second round or early third at the latest. And as the season has gone along and Ayuk isn't playing or being traded, it looked there for a minute like he was going to be traded. He falls and Samuel moves up.
All right.
So Samuel goes in front of Ayuk now. But, you know, people say, like, I'm in all these leagues. And I think most casual fantasy football players don't understand why anybody would draft early. You don't know anything yet. We don't know who the running backs are. We don't know the depth chart. We don't know injuries yet. Why would you draft in May or June as opposed to August?
That's a question I've had. I think I've even asked you this maybe numerous times.
There are situations where if you can predict how things are going to develop, you're not going to be able to predict a camp injury.
Right.
But a holdout situation. Last year, Jonathan Taylor. Everybody was afraid of Jonathan Taylor. Remember all that?
Yeah.
He wasn't going to play. You know, he had ownership involved.
Sitting in the owner's golf cart and then his bus and all that. Yeah.
Yeah. And you can't avoid those guys. And a lot of people will every time. You'll avoid Ayuk because it's just too big of a risk for your you know, yourself. But if you choose, if you take the risk and you buy the dip, so to speak, on guys like this because other people are afraid and that pushes them down, then he signs, you win.
Right.
And you're playing against people that had, you know, been drafting him earlier, or it's just the way the calendar goes, there are ebbs and flows to it, and you're trying to get as many of those sort of situations where you're drafting people at their low point, and then you arrive at the regular season and you've got a better team.
Yeah.
Because you only had to spend a fifth round pick on somebody
right.
instead of a second before we thought there was any bad news.
Now, I realize Paul's draft, Paul's league will not, you know, there's not a bunch of sharps in there. Pros, you know, people that you're, you know, the circles you run in. But if he signs next week, like you said, doesn't play in the preseason finale, whatever, but he's there and he's fine, he's healthy, he's practicing. He'll go ahead of Deebo Samuel on our draft in September, right? People that are drafting in September, right before the season starts, will take him ahead of.
I don't think he has to, but I think maybe 2/3 of people would.
I would, for sure. I think he'll be their number one receiver, and like that would warrant him going ahead of Deebo, I think.
Time for a break. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog, WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.